Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, never been a better day to talk about making your money work. Paul Merriman, CEO at Fairstone Ireland and personal finance expert, is with us in studio this afternoon. Paul, we're talking about this government details of the new personal investment account scheme.
Yes.
Apparently, it's going to make investing more accessible for all of us.
Look, this has been flogged to death over the last 6 to 8 months by the government, especially Simon Harris and Simon on Instagram and Twitter, all the social channels last night and yesterday, talking about his plan and what's going to happen. He didn't give much away. I've been lucky enough to be, I was invited in by the Department of Finance and the Central Bank a number of months ago for a kind of leadership think tank in the industry about this scheme. Nothing much was given to us by Simon Harris at those meetings either. It was every time he's talked about it, he hasn't really given much away. Yesterday he came out and the department came out with their kind of roadmap as well this morning, officially. They're saying that you're going to have to wait till budget day on the 6th of October to find out what the kind of tax system's going to be on this and how much you can put in. He stated over the last couple of days on the social channels, he's basically saying that's open to any tax resident, Irish tax resident over 18. There will be a tax-free threshold.
Yeah.
There's no minimum, but there will be a maximum amount you can put in and there'll be a flat rate kind of taxes and there's no lock-in. And that's really it. They've also said...
Got to be an attractive element to that, though, for people, doesn't it, if they have some savings?
That already exists.
In the current savings accounts that we have.
The tax piece doesn't. But the big problem here is that if you look at all the comments, even on the social media pages from the department and from Simon Harris, to be fair, everyone is saying there's this thing called deemed disposal. So deemed disposal is when the revenue commissioners go into your investment account on the 8-year anniversary and they tax your growth is if you have disposed of the assets. And that doesn't happen in anything else. Like if you buy a property... You don't pay your capital gains tax on the property until you sell the property. Could be 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years away. Same with the REC shares. If you're going into a stockbroker and you're buying the REC shares, you don't get taxed until you go to your kind of deemed disposal. Or sorry, you don't get taxed until you sell them. The tax rate on that is 33%, and the revenue brought in this thing called exit tax. So exit tax is 38%. It was 41%. They brought it down in the last budget. Everyone goes mad on what's called this deemed disposal because the revenues was going in and taxing your assets without you disposing them, which is madness. It's kind of the laughing stock of the world how we do it as well. There's no other country does this. And it was a way for them to recoup money from the financial crash, to be honest. This is literally what they brought in. All he had to do and all the government had to do is literally bring the deemed disposal, get rid of deemed disposal, full stop. So the new account is not going to have deemed disposal. But it looks like the existing accounts might still have deemed disposal. So you're going to have two different tax treatments on the various different accounts, which is making it even more complicated for people.
So just to ask you on this, the new scheme that we're talking about today, everybody is eligible to invest in
once
this.
Once you're over 18, look, there's no minimum. So you can put in 50 quid a month, 100 quid a month, whatever. There will be a maximum amount, but they're saying there's no minimum.
You can put whatever you want.
You can put whatever you want.
And you don't have to lock it in for any period of time.
No, and again, this is not necessarily the best thing for the consumer because we know when you're trying to invest your money, like most of these are going to be invested in risk assets, so like stocks and shares. You should be really giving the money 5 years to average out with ups and downs. So the problem with having too of an easy access for clients and for the consumer is that they might access it when the market dips and they might miss the market bounce. So it necessarily putting something into the marketplace and it's easily accessible, it might sound great to the consumer, but if the consumer isn't skilled or knows how to react when market dips, they could take their money out and actually lose money.
And sorry, just
that's
on
the
so there's no timeline that you have to lock the money in for, but then I presume that means you can withdraw at any period as well.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, but that's not necessarily a good thing because if the market's down, you withdraw it. So I would liken to see some element of, not saying you can't access the money, but there should be guidelines around this from a financial literacy point of view to say, if you're going to own these accounts, you should be investing for a minimum of 5 years. Okay, you can access it in an emergency, but obviously the value of your investment may be up or down at that time as well. So I think there's a lot of financial literacy and a lot of guidance to be had around these investment accounts when they do come out. But the point is, I don't know whether we needed a new investment scheme for this to happen. We could have just changed the existing investment schemes. Like one of the things the government is saying is it's going to be easy to administer from a tax point of view. The life company or whoever they're going to be, your kind of account holder, they're going to take the tax and pay it off the revenue. That happens already. That's what the life insurance companies do. They literally take the deemed disposal and pay the revenue. So some of these pluses that they're talking about and are saying we're making it easy to access. Yeah, anyone can access an investment account today. And most people kind of would start from minimum €50 right the way up. So investments are already accessible. They're already there. They're just taxed appallingly. And they've got unfavoured tax rules in them, like the deemed disposal. So we could have just got rid of deemed disposal and brought the exit tax down to match CGT at 33%. And that would have been it done.
And it's funny, I know we're talking about this announcement today, and it had been previously, mooted as well, aside from this discussion we're having. But we're still waiting, though, as you said.
The 6th of October, they're going to make the announcement. But by the way, once he announced on the 6th of October, it's going to take place, hopefully, at some stage.
Next year, it's the new year, isn't it?
It'd be new year. But, my kind of sources in the industry are saying that the revenue commissioners are reaching out to the life companies, asking them, what is your tax take on deemed disposal looking like for this year and next year? So it looks like the revenue are trying and the government are trying to maybe bring in a complete ban on deemed disposal throughout the whole industry, which would be great news if they do. But I don't think he will. I think he's going to keep deemed disposal in place for the existing structures because it will force more people into his new structure and it'll make it look like a success. So there's a lot of, I'm going to say, trickery almost here being used. We don't need a new scheme. We have really good schemes there. They're just badly taxed.
I'm sure they'll say it's not trickery, but they'll say, it's the idea being that it's an accessible scheme is kind of the...
Yeah, it's accessible.
But you're saying there's already other options there, right?
And the other option of this as well is if you look at, one of the comments you made yesterday is the real difference in building up your own economic resilience. Deposit accounts in this, the banks were bailed out by anyone that has USC on their pay slip today. Mm. They've literally bailed out. The banks are still paying for it. Banks were given 0% in interest for years. And we've been the lowest when our deposits, 0% on deposit accounts. So when we're trying to look after our citizens, why weren't we had board seats at all these banks, especially Bank of Ireland, AIB and PTSB. We had board seats there and people were putting to those in what's called the kind of best interest of the public. But yet we weren't forcing the banks to pay us the correct interest on our savings. So you're kind of going, look, we have deposit rates that are appallingly low. We already have investment accounts that are taxed appallingly. There's no need for a new product. We could have just increased interest rates for people saving in cash.
Just some of the texts on this, Paul, today, and I know it's hard for you to answer them when we don't actually know what the specific tax-free threshold and the annual contribution limits are going to be. But for in as much as you can... Ireland is a terrible country to save in. Well, that's more a point than a question. This listener is wondering, if I have 20 grand in a savings account and there's another crash, which I think there could potentially be, suggests this listener, will I still have that same €20,000 if I were to invest it?
No, if you invest that 20,000, so let's say the limit is you can put 20,000 a year in, which is probably, in my opinion, where the ballpark's going to be on this. So you can put your 20,000 into the new scheme, and the idea would be that any a certain amount of investment growth in that won't be taxed. You'll have different risk appetites. You'll have a low, medium and a high risk. The higher risk will be more linked to stocks and shares. If you go into that higher risk, you are going to see that 20,000 go up and down in value. So at some stage, it will probably be worth 19 or 18 or maybe 22 or 23,000. And the idea when you're investing is that over a 5-year period, you will typically see average returns be somewhere hopefully in between that kind of maybe 6% plus. But it depends on per annum. Depends on which bucket you're in, whether it's low, medium or high risk. So, no, there's no guarantees in these schemes. So if you want a guarantee, you're better off using a deposit account with a high interest savings on it. That's the only way you're going to be guaranteed. This is an investment account. It will go up and down in value.
But this is the highly complex and the risky products, they're not eligible, though, as part of this.
Well, in fairness, they're not putting crypto in. We know cryptocurrency isn't going in, which is obviously good news. But no, stocks and shares. But typically speaking, stocks and shares are probably one of the most volatile things you can invest in. Now, the returns tend to be exceptionally good over a long period of time. So what you're trying to get people to do, like when we give an investment voice today, is put a little bit of money in on a regular basis for a long period of time, and all those market movements will average out. Technically speaking, that 20,000, if you leave it in for 5 years plus, you would be hoping to beat deposit and inflation figures. But at some stage between now and the 5 years, you would be expecting that €20,000 to dip somewhat in value as well, because it will go up and down in value.
Listener wondering, should I remove my funds from an existing fund and put it into the new state fund to avoid deemed disposal?
So if you have it in an existing investment account, you're going to have to pay deemed disposal getting out of that investment account to go into the new investment account. So what I imagine a lot of people say, if I had an investment account today and there's, say, €50,000 in the investment account and I'm putting in €500 a month, I'm probably better off stopping my €500 a month and funding a new scheme with the €500 a month to build that up in a more tax favourable situation. And that's where the complexities come in. We did this with pensions. When pensions, even 2000, Charlie McGreevy brought out a PRSA and they kept in personal pensions, occupational pensions. Now we have retail master trusts, we've got PRBs, we have ARFs. It's so confusing for the average consumer. And now we're going to have a two-scheme system for just investing. And investing should be the easiest thing in the world to do. It shouldn't be this complicated.
Listener tells me that they have €130,000 sitting ready to invest somewhere.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
Well, it depends on a kind of your time frame, what the overall financial plan is and what your goals are. At a minimum, you're looking at something like Raisin.ie that gives a really high interest for maybe a proportion of that money, maybe 10, 15% for what's called an emergency fund. And then if you can leave it for 5 years plus, you should be investing, in my opinion, that something has a lot of exposure to global equity, so stocks and shares. That's what we bring clients through all the time. It's a very easy thing to do. Like that person, that texter can come in for a consultation today, get that money invested, and doesn't need to wait for Simon Harris's new SIA account.
Yeah.
And there's no way so what you possibly do there is maybe invest, say, 80,000 today, keep 20,000 aside for if the scheme is, say, 20,000 next year.
Just on that, because another texter is wondering too, with regards to the new personal investment account, can you do lump sum deposits or does it have to be?
More than likely, it's not known yet, but you should be able to do a lump sum. So if there's a maximum of 20,000 per year, you should be able to put the maximum 20,000 in, or else
or
if there's a maximum
savings.
1,000 a month or 800, whatever the figure's going to be, you'd be able to do a mix of both. You would like to imagine.
Well, the actual, I suppose, the T's and C's of this. We get on budget day.
T's and C's we get on budget day, but the problem is no one in the country is prepared to administer this yet. So the life companies haven't started, the investment houses haven't started because they don't know the details. So they have to wait till the 6th of October to find out what the details are.
Yeah.
It'd be probably brought in from the 1st of January. They could be 6 months, if not 12 months, before even launch the scheme.
I was reading this morning, the government expect that the state-backed accounts are going to be up and running early next year was the timeline given.
The state bank accounts might be, but again, they're probably, they're not, it depends on what we're talking about, state savings side of it. They won't be linked to probably investment asset classes of like stocks and shares. So it depends on where they're going to bring that. But that's in all this has, it, this is the most, I know we're talking about today, it's the most talked about scheme that we've ever seen. And we still don't know what the tax-free threshold is or how much you can put into it. So from a PR point of view, I think he's done an amazing job. As in rallying.
Well, it is
as
a tax-free
threshold
though, isn't it?
It is a tax-free threshold. But like, if you look at somebody in their 50s, I'd argue they're probably better off in a pension because they're going to get tax relief and tax-free growth way above this scheme. So already it's getting complicated from a financial planning point of view. It doesn't mean that this scheme is applicable for everybody.
We'll get further details as Paul says on Budget Day in October. For the moment, Paul, we leave it there this afternoon. CEO at Fairstone Ireland and personal finance expert Paul Merriman with us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.